Everything Nicholas Snow is available at nicholassnow.com. For our video programming, check out nicholassnow.tv. Please subscribe to the show for free at iTunes or by downloading a podcast app from your favorite app store. Are you ready for a snowstorm of global proportions? Yes, over 6 feet of snow has just hit your podcast experience. And here he is, Nicholas Snow.
And here I am, and here is a confession from one of my guests.
I've always kind of, you know, had this fetish for underwear. You know, since I was a little kid, I remember, like, running away from my mom in department stores and going straight to, like, the men's underwear section, you know, looking at the boxes and then the inside, too.
Was it the underwear or the models wearing them on the boxes that you were looking at?
I was a 7-year-old boy, and it's probably a combination of both.
I can relate, but for me, it was the JCPenney catalog. Hi, I'm Nicholas Snow. And the voice you've been listening to is Efren Sanchez, the founder of Nenewear, a men's underwear line that, as Efren explains, celebrates the boy that exists within us. In this interview, conducted August 9th, 2015, Efren and his partner in business and in life, Brandon Boswell, talk about the birth of a fashion brand. In many Spanish-speaking countries, nene is a term of endearment used for males. It is used toward each other among strangers and friends. When asked what nene means to him, Efren replies, "Everybody used to call my Cuban grandpa viejo nene, which translates to old boy. Where I come from, you can be a nene your entire life. It's all about how you feel." So, listeners, I have an exciting show for you, and if you go to their website at any time during the broadcast, you'll be even more excited, I can assure you. Nenewear.com, and nene is spelled N-E-N-E, wear, W-E-A-R, nenewear.com, and I'll be back with Efren and Brandon and hot models and the 411 about what goes on in those underwear shoots and whether or not what you're seeing in those pictures, whether or not it's real.
The snowstorm continues after this.
Spotlight on Palm Springs.
Come to Lulu, the award-winning California bistro. Fabulous breakfast, a luscious three-course Sunday brunch, scrumptious dinners serving fresh fish, perfect steaks, pizzas, salads, and more. Something for everyone. A three-course special to savor from $15.99. The best all-day and night happy hour. There's always a party at Lulu in the heart of downtown Palm Springs on South Palm Canyon and Arenas.
Hi, I'm Nicholas Snow. Many of you know that I am HIV positive. I'm living powerfully with HIV because I benefit from the services of the Desert AIDS Project in Palm Springs, California, and I'm very happy to bring you this news from another grateful client of Desert AIDS Project.
I'm more proactive with my health now, I think, than I was before, and I think that's because there's other people that are being proactive with me. You know, there's people that are interested and concerned about it.
A lot of services that are very difficult to access to HIV-infected patients are gathered within one roof. We do have access to substance abuse counselor, mental health services, psychiatrists. We have dental service programs. We have nutritional programs, housing, case management. Very unique in the nation that all the programs, including medical services, are administered within one facility.
Coming here, I felt just an amazing amount of love from Desert AIDS Project. They are people who just care in the community, people who want to put a hand out and say, let me hold yours. And I think that makes all the difference in the world.
For more information, visit desertaidsproject.org.
And now, on with the show. He's a regular contributor to the Huffington Post and to media outlets throughout the world. He's an author, singer, songwriter, actor, and activist, and the executive producer and host of NicholasSnow.tv. He has created and continues to do so a snowstorm of global proportions dedicated to connecting the circuitry of humanity. And now, drifting into the studio and your life once again, Nicholas Snow.
So my audience is at the edge of their seat, but unfortunately, ladies and gentlemen, there's no one here that's only dressed in underwear. Everyone has at least more. We're all fully clothed here in my in-home studio. Efren Sanchez, right?
Yes.
You're wearing your Nene t-shirt, so this is a good time for you to tell me exactly what does Nene mean?
Nene means boy in most like Spanish-speaking countries. But it's used in a much broader way than what we would use boy here in the United States. I mean, you can be a nene at all the ages. So that's where the name comes from.
Okay, and you're here with Brendan Boswell, who's your partner in life and business.
Yeah.
And he's a man with no title, but he does have a name. Welcome, Brendan.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Now, I found it interesting in reviewing that your publicity materials that you're not in them at all. Do you like being the man behind the scenes?
Actually, I do like being the man behind the scenes. I'm fine by that. I'm very supportive in what Efren does, and I help in many ways, but Efren's the star here.
No, I don't know about that. I mean, he's like, I mean, I would say he's the CFO, but that sounds like really grandiose, like, but because we're a small company just starting. But I mean, he helps me with everything. He's in charge of the financial aspect of it when we deal with vendors. And he definitely helps a lot in the creation of the styles.
I also do the nagging. I'm really good at nagging. Have you done this yet, honey? That sort of thing.
Okay, well, it's good to have a, you know, a combination of all of that.
Yeah.
Let's, Efren, is it Nene or Nene?
Nene.
Nene.
Nene, yes.
Okay. So tell me about your background, where you grew up, what your childhood was like, just interesting things about what has made you who you are in the world.
Okay. Well, I was born in Puerto Rico. My parents are Cuban exiles that left Cuba in the 50s. I was in Puerto Rico until I was 18, and then I went to undergrad in Boston University. And then I went to law school in Philadelphia, and then I moved to New York, and I did some nonprofit work there around HIV and homelessness. And then I decided that I wanted to pursue my passion for design, and I went to Parsons, and I graduated from Parsons, and I worked for Peter Marino, who's like a very well-known interior designer and architect. And I was in his textile library. I was in charge of the textiles.
Well, that certainly prepares you for what you're doing now.
Well, I mean, and I'm lucky enough to have Brandon, who, you know, just has an incredible background in fashion, which I, you know, it just came as a plus in our relationship because I didn't know when we pursued our relationship that I was going to end up doing this underwear thing. So then once I decided that I wanted to do this, And the fact that Brandon has basically been in fashion his whole life, you know, it's really great because he can help me from the business standpoint about things that I had no idea.
So, Brandon, tell me a bit about your background and interesting things that have informed this venture.
So I was born and raised in Oklahoma City, and that's a great place to be from. And I grew up there, and I started working in retail out of college. I actually worked for my mother and father. They owned office supply, office furniture stores. So at a very young age, I was helping them do all sorts of things. And so I worked for that business for many years. And then I got into fashion after I graduated from college. And I worked for a small retail store called Harold's. And they have stores on the south and southeast. And so from Oklahoma City, they moved me to Dallas. I worked in Dallas for about 6 years, worked myself up through the company. And then Ralph Lauren from New York City recruited me to move to New York City, where I started working at the Rhinelander Mansion, which is at the corner of 72nd and Madison. So I went on to become the store director there. From there, I was vice president for Ann Taylor. And at a certain point in my life, I decided, am I going to stay here in New York City or am I going to venture out and do something else? And that's sort of what brought me to Palm Springs in 2008.
And I think it's fascinating because at one point in your lives, you lived a block away and didn't know each other, and that was in New York City, and you ended up meeting in the desert.
Yeah, That's right. And then we were friends for a while before we started dating, but what was really interesting was that at the time, we ended up working both in Palm Desert at like some high-end stores. Can I say the names?
Yes.
I mean, Brandon used to work for Gucci, and I used to work for Bottega Veneta. And they're literally like, you know, just a wall between them. And so we started dating, and so it's incredible that we live so close in New York City. And then,
well, in New York City, I lived on Perry Street, and he lived on Charles, which is literally a block away. And then I lived on Horatio in Washington, and he lived on Charles, again, a different place on Charles, which is six blocks away. And we were both in the city for about the same amount of time, about 14 years. And I moved to Palm Springs in 08, and you moved here
in 2010.
So, and then we became friends shortly after that.
Yeah.
So, Brandon, you don't pick Palm Springs because you've gotten a major retail job. So, exactly how did you pick Palm Springs?
Well, it's funny. I knew I wanted to relocate out of New York City. I wanted a different way of life, a slower pace. I wanted a house, a picket fence, a yard. I started taking the newspaper here, and at the time the economy was doing really well, and this had such a great architectural style, and I owned my own little interior business at the time, and it had a huge gay population, which I found attractive, and so I thought I'd lived in all of the East Coast, and I did not want to live in Oklahoma or Texas anymore. So I thought the West Coast would be idea, and I didn't want busy LA. And so it sort of came down between San Diego and Palm Springs, and I chose Palm Springs. My father and I flew out here in June of 2008 and started looking at properties. And by the fall, I had purchased something and had loaded up a truck and moved out here.
So you brought your daddy to a land of daddies.
I did. But we had no idea at the time, about the entire population here. So, but they come to visit at least once a year, every year, sometimes twice a year. They love it here. They really do.
And Efren, how did you choose the desert?
Well, I mean, I was approaching 40, and this was a while back. Well, it is old for New York. In New York, you're no longer a chicken or a nene, for that matter.
You're going to be chicken here for 20 more years, so don't worry about it.
That's why I chose it.
I tell everyone, when you come to Palm Springs, you're automatically a younger man.
Exactly. So, I mean, I knew that I wanted to leave New York because it was just a little too fast, and I wanted something a little slower, and I wanted a change of environment. So I just packed up and I moved to South America, and I lived in Buenos Aires for a year. And then I felt like it was time to come back to the U.S. So, you know, I talked with my family and friends, and I never lived in California, and the weather here seemed like a nice thing because I grew up in Puerto Rico, where it's sunny all the time, and I decided to come here and see if I liked it, and I decided to stay. I mean, then having met Brandon made it, you know, I stayed.
Well, it's all fascinating. After the break, we're going to talk about these models, how you cast a photo shoot, what goes into envisioning and executing a brand, and whatever else you want to throw in.
Everything Nicholas Snow is available at nicholassnow.com. For our video programming, check out nicholassnow.tv. Please subscribe to the show for free at iTunes or by downloading a podcast app from your favorite app store. The snowstorm continues after this.
New designer furnishings, sparkling cocktail rings, vintage jeans and shirts for moms, teens, boys, and flirts. Area rugs and stylish bedding design your wedding. Shiny knickknacks and glam Hollywood throwbacks. You'll find it here at Revivals. Voted best of the Valley thrift stores. Now with even more new treasures, plus one-of-a-kind consignment and estate items. Fashion, accessories, furniture, it's all in store at Revivals. Find it here. Visit us at revivalstores.com to find a Revivals store near you.
Hey folks, mark your calendars for early November because it's time for Greater Palm Springs Pride, Southern California's popular and longest-running LGBT festival in the Coachella Valley. Palm Canyon Drive is closed to traffic and transformed into a vibrant, pedestrian-friendly Pride Festival unique to Southern California. Palm Springs Pride is also one of the sponsoring organizations of the annual Harvey Milk Diversity Breakfast, which takes place every year in May. Visit pspride.org.
The LGBT Community Center of the Desert is a nonprofit organization dedicated to enriching the lives of the LGBT community in the Valley through health and wellness, social and educational programs. The center advances its mission through a clinical counseling and internship program, senior programming, youth anti-bullying and suicide prevention support programs, a growing volunteer program, and signature special events in the community for its members and allies. For more information on the LGBT Community Center, visit them on the web at thecenterps.org.
And we're back, and we have brought the models into the studio. No. Unfortunately, that's not the case. But you, if you're seeing this online, which everyone experiences my show online, but if you're seeing the online layout of the show, there are great photos of the guys and models, which is a good time to give everyone your website address as well.
It's www.neneware.com.
And Nene is N-E-N-E.
Yes, N-E-N-E and then W-E-A-R.
Okay, gotcha.
And we're also on all of the social media platforms. So we're on Facebook, we're on Instagram, Twitter, Tumblr, and Pinterest at this point. So you can follow us on those sites as well.
Fantastic. So one of the reason that I knew about your launch is that we have a lot of mutual friends in common. Mm-hmm. And what attracted me to you guys and your story was that this venture seems to have come out of really loving, empowering relationships. That's just what I saw in the way that you started unfolding the launch of your brand. Any comments?
Well, I mean, for sure. You know, when I remember the first time that when I left Bottega Veneta, I told Brandon, we were thinking about what would I do next. And I told him that I've always kind of, you know, had this fetish for underwear. You know, since I was a little kid, I remember like running away from my mom in department stores and going straight to like the men's underwear section, you know, looking at the boxes and then the inside too.
Was it the underwear or the models wearing them on the boxes that you were looking at?
I was a 7-year-old boy, and it's probably a combination of both, you know.
And I would say like half of his closet is underwear, yeah, and jock straps. So he does have a real fetish for it. So this is a good business venture.
And
for
on
him.
The very second date, which at this point I didn't know that I was going to make underwear, but the second date that I had with Brandon, we went out first, and our very first day that we went out officially, not as friends, was on April 16th. And my birthday was coming up on the 25th. And he said, after that date on the 16th, when do I see you again? And I said, well, you know, maybe on the 25th, which is my birthday. And he said, I have to wait that long. And then when he came to pick me up with like a cake and flowers, he said, now I'm going to take you somewhere shopping. And he actually took me to a local, you know, place here where they sell underwear gear. And he bought me a pair of underwear. And that was actually one of the underwear that I use as inspiration for one of the styles that we use. But what I was going to say was, when I told him that I wanted to do this, he was so, to your point and to where you were asking, he was so supportive off the bat. He was like, you should do it. I think that's a great idea. And, you know, that meant a lot to me, because you don't always get that, you know, sometimes when you tell your partner or whomever that you want to do something, that they're that supportive.
So the casting of the models, I was very supportive of.
Oh, of course you were. I just want our listeners to know, because they can't see you like I can. Usually I interview people on the phone, as I was telling you, but you're here in my home studio. Brandon was looking at you with such love and admiration. It was like a puppy dog when you were just now talking about that. Seriously, it was like if I could take a picture of a puppy and turn him into a human, it would have been Brandon at that moment.
Well, I do admire Efren for, you know, having the gumption and the nerve and the wherewithal to start a business. I mean, it's not easy to do in today's life, you know. And it's a very small business, and we're growing it very methodically. And but, you know, it's exciting for somebody, for anybody. We all have mutual friends who are starting new businesses. And it's exciting to see people take control of their life and to start something new and to build something from nothing. And that's literally what we've done with this business. Mainly it's what Efren's done with this business.
Did I understand his story to communicate that on the second date, official date, you bought him underwear?
I did buy him underwear on the second date.
I could say
awesome flowers and a cake.
I could say so many different things, but I won't.
It was my birthday.
I've bought him a lot more underwear since then.
Right. And you've taken some of it off, too.
I've taken a lot of it off. That's the whole point of buying it, isn't it?
Yes, exactly.
That I get to take it off.
Exactly. So, in case our listeners don't know, you guys are gay. What's fascinating, though, is that hot underwear isn't just for gay men anymore.
No.
It's not.
No, the industry has changed, you know, quite a bit. You know, you don't no longer have this mentality in men that they want to buy an underwear that comes in a package of three for $10. You know, they want something more special for like a date or, you know, to make them feel not just comfortable, but sexy and confident, which is not something that we're usually associate with men and underwear. We were more used to associating that with women and lingerie.
But men want to feel sophisticated. So we have our customers, and a lot of the people who have bought our underwear will have underwear for specific occasions. They have work underwear. They have date underwear. They have gym underwear. They may have going out underwear. That may be a jock strap or something a little bit more sexy. But our customers and men, I think in general, buy underwear for different reasons. It's not a one underwear lifestyle anymore. They buy it for colors, for fit, for other people to see them in. So people buy underwear for a lot of different reasons these days, other than just to have.
No, I got you. And you know what? I'm currently single, and I'm not dating. I haven't been going out, and my gym membership is frozen. So that means the only one seeing my underwear is me. But I put on a particular pair of underwear today that is a high fashion designer, form fitting, brief type of underwear, and it just gave me a completely different feeling to put it on.
Yeah, that's true. Like today, I'm wearing Nene, and I'm wearing the mesh. I mean, it's 114 degrees here, so you want a little breathability, and so I have the mesh underwear on today. But even when we have, like, our date night, I'll put on a special pair of underwear, and it changes the way I feel, the way I act, my attitude. So, you know, all those things are important for guys today.
I couldn't agree with you more. So I promised before the break that we would get into the photo shoot. So you shot in at least, I think you shot in at least two locations that I know of, but one of them was Snapshot Palm Springs, which is the studio of our mutual friend John Pascal, brilliant photographer.
Yeah. Wonderful man. Really, truly wonderful.
Yeah, so, I saw the on-the-scene photos and videos of that photo shoot that were created by Cheryl Berwin.
Yes.
And that's when I thought, oh, these are these really wonderful, cool, fabulous, beautiful people that are coming together. So that element was there. Like, you know, for example, if you're casting a movie, you don't just want the most talented people. You want to create a family.
Yeah.
So there's so much that was already there. Yeah. But what was going... first of all, you had to come up with the designs, which you had executed and you had manufactured, and they were there. So what were you thinking about casting models? How does that process go?
Well, you know, what was really interesting, and when I, about 2 years ago, that's when this whole process started, and when I went to open the business account for Nene at the banker that was helping me, he asked, what is this business for? And I told him, you know, it's for an underwear company. And he goes, well, you know, one of my best friends is one of the top underwear models in the industry, Jonathan Myers, who is one of the lead models in our campaign. And he said, when you're ready to do the photo shoot, give me a call and I'll hook you up with him. And that's the way that it all happened. You know, it just came to us when we went to open the account, and we called Jonathan, and he was really friendly. And to your point of what you were saying of how it all worked out nicely in terms of working with John Pascal and Cheryl Berwind, Jonathan, who has had a lot of experience working with many big brands and lots of photographers, when the photo shoot was over at Snapshot, he said that this was probably one of the nicest photo shoots that he had been a part of, that everybody was so nice and kind and professional, and we had fun. And that meant a lot for me, because it's something that we had never done before. I had never embarked on something like this. And to have somebody of the caliber of Jonathan Myers to tell us that he really enjoyed spending the day with us, and that he, you know, it meant a lot.
Well, and to your point too, like, it's really interesting how once we started this venture, how the universe just kept providing for us. And, you know, the banker referring us to the model. And then Jonathan Myers was so generous in his talents and bringing other models to the table for us. And then with our interaction with our good friend John Pascal, you know, he was so very generous in how he treated us and what he was able to do for us. And then going on location, you know, we were able to use a boxing ring, and he loved that idea. And then Cheryl, she was just amazingly generous as well. And so the universe has just really helped provide for us this entire time. So
these are photos that people that are watching, that are seeing this show as it's laid out online. If they're listening to it on iTunes, they're just hearing it. But people that are seeing the online layout will see this image. We have four really fabulous models. Is Jonathan in this photo?
Jonathan Myers is the guy that has the violin tattoos on his pelvis. The one wearing the pink, Fernando.
Okay, in the foreshot of the guys that looked like they're in this little alleyway, there's four of them in a row, and Jonathan is on the right. That's fantastic.
This photo that you're seeing also is, again, Jonathan Myers being so generous with his time and his support for Nene. He just got these models together, gave them our underwear, and took those photos for us.
Yeah, they shot that up in San Francisco, so that was done recent. After the boxing ring.
And he just called me and he said, you know, I really want to help you guys out. I love this underwear. I love the fit, the style, the way it looks. Is it okay if I take some pictures with some of my friends and send them to you? And I said, well, of course, you know.
Fantastic. So it's a slow rollout, as you know.
Yeah.
Here in Palm Springs, the line is available at Palm Springs Piercing on a company on Arenas Road.
Yes, 210 East Arenas.
210 East Arenas Road.
Yep.
And is the product available online as well?
Yeah, it's available online at our website, which again is nenewear.com, and we just started selling our product also at the largest
men's underwear
store in the U.S. in Dallas, which is called Skivvies.
Skivvies.
Now, wasn't there some sort of serendipitous twist that brought that about, or did you intentionally were to make that happen? Because I know you were on vacation.
Yes, well, actually, yeah, like about a year ago, we were in Dallas because Brandon's family is from Dallas. So, and I had told Brandon that there was this store in Dallas called Skivvies, that is the largest store of men's underwear, and that I would like to go see it when we were there visiting. So we went to visit, and we actually told the guys, Todd and Dave, that we were going to be coming out with a line of underwear. And he said, well, when you have that ready, let us see it, and we'll see if we can have you here at Skivvies. And so we did. The last time that we went to Dallas, we went over there and introduced our line. And
presented the line to them. They liked it a lot, and they bought the entire line. So it's now sold in Dallas, Texas, which is actually one of the states where we have the most amount of business from our website.
Don't mess with Texas.
But I know. They like their nene.
Okay, so when we come back, I'm going to ask you guys if there's anything about your experience or company that we haven't talked about, and then I have some surprise questions.
Okay.
After this.
Okay. The snowstorm continues after this.
In Greater Palm Springs since 1979, the Desert Business Association has promoted and supported LGBT and allied businesses and professionals who join together for business promotion, economic development, educational, and humanitarian purposes. Their vision is to connect, promote, and build prosperity by embracing all members of the community to make a positive difference. They have many events every month. Find them at desertbusinessassociation.com.
Well, we actually did convince the models to show up, and
once again, I'm kidding.
So, is there anything, if you were asking the questions, which question would you have yet to answer so far that's important to you to share?
Why don't you each ask each other a question that you think needed to be answered in this interview? So, Efren, you ask Brandon a question.
Oh, I don't know what to ask.
They're both on the spot.
I don't know what to ask. I guess I could ask him if what style is not in our collection that you maybe would like to see in a next production?
I would like to see a sexy knit boxer brief and something that's done in a comfortable but sexy sort of way.
Okay.
That's a good idea.
Now, what question would you have for Efren, Brandon?
Be nice.
Are you going to appear in any of your modeling campaigns?
Not in the near future. I mean, I'm not a model, you know. I'm the one who's making the underwear. So, and I think there's plenty of beautiful
guys. But you look really good in your underwear.
Well, thank you. I mean, I'm not completely opposed to the idea.
Are you wearing nene now?
I am wearing one that has way more breathability than what Brandon is wearing, because I'm wearing the jock strap. So, and it has mesh on the front, and then, you know, really thin straps.
It's
in the back.
Julian.
It's the Julian jock in red mesh.
The Julian jock in red mesh.
Yeah, all of my underwear are named after Spanish names, hence the name of the brand. You know, we have the Sergio, the Fernando, the Julian, and then
Pepe.
And then the only one that has an Anglo name is the Brandon, named obviously after my partner.
Aww.
Sweet.
And one of the best sellers.
Yeah.
Brandon, the best seller. Okay, so I have two questions that I want to ask. So, and one of them is sort of titillating. Are you concerned when you're photographing an underwear shoot about how someone's package is being displayed, and how is that achieved? Whatever, like, no, how do you sort of achieve that look? I don't know how to ask the question.
No, you know what?
How do you want them to be big? Do you want them to be small? Do you want them to be average? Do you want them to be fluffed? I mean, how do you say that other than that?
I have to say that when we did our photo shoot, and we had never done anything like this before, the photos were not retouched. the photos that we first put out there in the campaign were absolutely not retouched, because I didn't even know that this is something that apparently is standard in the industry until one of the models that I worked with said to me, you know, a friend, this is like standard in the industry. A lot of these photos are retouched after in editing to make packages look more enticing and titillating than they actually are. But I have to say that I was really happy with that, and it made me feel good about the fit of our underwear in that they all look like they had amazing packages without any editing, you know. And you can see in the behind the scenes photo shoot.
Behind the scenes.
Well, I mean, the footages that we have, they're on our website, and they're all in the gallery section of our website, and they're also on our Facebook page. If you go to like the earlier photos, you can see the pictures that are there with the models and the photographer. Clearly, those are the day off, and there was no editing done, and you can see how the underwear fits. But to answer your question, yes, they do. Do lots of retouching to enhance not just the package but muscles and abs and you know.
But it's nice that all of your original unretouched photography is on your website for people to see. Yeah. So they get they can see the real deal. Yeah. So to speak.
And you know, also it's a combination of like, obviously we got models that were beautiful, you know, but some underwear, it doesn't matter how like, you know, well endowed you might be to say it, like if the wrong textile might not let that show in a nice tasteful way, you know. I think that that the cotton that we use, which in most cases is like 95% cotton, just 5% spandex, is very soft and lush, and it's sort of like lets you sort of peek at the silhouette of what you're looking at without being too grotesquely in your face. So it's underwear that's comfortable, but also helps you to feel a little naughty and confident at the same time.
Comfortable, naughty, confident, it all works for me.
Yeah.
So Brandon, anything you want to add?
No, we're so thankful and honored that you asked us to share our story today. So we do appreciate you asking us.
Well, it's my pleasure, but I do have the final question. Okay. It's very simple. What inspires you to follow, to identify and follow and live your dreams?
You know, I want to be happy. You know, we're not here for a long time, and that's part of the reason what made me decide to do this. You know, I wanted to do something that gets me going, you know, that I wake up in the morning and that I want to work at, and this is that for me right now. It might change, but I definitely enjoy this much more than anything I've done before, other than some of the nonprofit work that I did that was definitely emotionally rewarding.
And Brandon?
You know, I think it's the journey. And it's not necessarily the means to the end, but it's the journey. It's being able to do something important with somebody important in my life. That's nice. It's fun. It's energetic. It gives us even more commonality within our lives. And, you know, it's just a fun venture.
Well, I want to thank you for taking the time to drop by my home studio. You know, over 3 years of production, almost 2 million listens later, you're the first guest that have come to my home studio. So, but I have to confess, it's because I thought you were bringing the models.
Well, thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you for being here. And our listeners out there, you guys, go to nenewear.com, nenewear.com. What's your Twitter handle?
It's the same. It's Nenewear.
Okay, and search Nenewear. Nenewear is one word or two on Facebook.
It's one word.
Nenewear, one word on Facebook, where you can find the guys. See you next time. Bye-bye.
We are, in fact, connecting the circuitry of humanity. All of us connected. Please continue to connect with Nicholas Snow on Facebook, Twitter, Periscope, Instagram, Google+, and other social networks. Everything Nicholas Snow is available at nicholassnow.com. For our video programming, check out nicholassnow.tv. please subscribe to the show for free at iTunes or by downloading a podcast app from your favorite app store. This program is produced and copyrighted by Nicholas Snow Productions, LLC. Thank you for being a part of the Snowstorm. We are honored by your presence.